You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
It is absolutely outrageous that this family has been put in this position, both by our government and by our immigration laws.
Yan ang tinig ng senador na si Jordan Steele John, ang tagapagsalita ng Australian Greens para sa karapatan ng mga may kapansanan o disability rights. Pinatikos ni Senator Steele John ang patakaran ng Australian immigration ukol sa mga kondisyon nito kaugnay sa kaso ng pamilya Custodio, isang pamilyang Pilipino na naninirahan sa rural Queensland. Nahaharap ang pamilya sa one-out, all-out na pulisiya ng Department of Home Affairs na deny ang permanent residency application ng buong pamilya dahil hindi nakapasa sa health requirement ang 11 taong gulang na anak ng mag-asawang Geoffrey at Geraldine Custodio na si Gio Gain na may autism.
There is no place for ableism or for outdated thought of, you know, burden on the community in our immigration laws when it comes to disability.
Unang dumating sa Australia ang amang si Geoffrey na isang rehistradong veterinaryo sa Pilipinas upang magtrabaho bilang isang magsasaka sa Bell sa rural Queensland. Makaraan ang 4 ng paninirahan sa Bell, pinitisyon nito ang kanyang asawang si Geraldine at ang kanilang 4 sa tulong ng kanyang employer. Sa isang email sa SBS Radio Filipino, sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng Department of Home Affairs na isa-isa nilang isinasagawa ang pagsusuri sa bawat aplikante base sa kanilang kondisyong pangkalusugan at kung gaano kalubha ang kondisyong ito.
The department does not comment on individual cases. Most visas for Australia require applicants to meet the migration health requirements set out in Australian migration law. The health requirement is not condition specific, and the assessment is undertaken individually for each applicant based on their condition and level of severity. It is an objective assessment to determine whether the care of the individual during their stay in Australia would likely result in significant costs to the Australian community, or prejudice the access of Australian citizens and permanent residents to services in short supply.
Sa ating nakaraang panayam sa inang si Geraldine Custodio, sinabi niya na umabot sa $5 million ang halagang nakalkula ng Medical Officer of the Commonwealth na naatasan ng departamento para sumuri sa pangkalahatang halaga ng mga serbisyong kakailanganin ng bata sa buong buhay nito. Ayon sa pulisiya ng departamento, hanggang $40,000 lamang ang itinuturing na makabuluhang halagang medikal at mga kaugnay na serbisyo para sa mga aplikante ng permanent residency visa. Ipinaliwanag din ng tagapagsalita nito na dapat ikonsidera kung ang kondisyon ng aplikante ay mangangailangan ng malaking pondo mula sa taong bayan ng Australia.
Under policy, the threshold at which costs are currently considered to be significant is $40,000. A visa applicant will only fail to meet the health requirement if a medical officer of the Commonwealth assesses that the condition would prejudice the access of Australian citizens or permanent residents to services that are considered to be in short supply, or would incur a significant cost to the Australian community in the areas of healthcare or community services.
Sa website ng Department of Home Affairs, kabilang ang intellectual impairment at functional impairment sa mga pangunahing dahilan ng pagkakadeny ng aplikasyon base sa health requirements ng departamento. Ayon kay Senator Steele John, layunin ng partidong Greens na baguhin ang batas pang imigrasyon upang aniya ay matuldukan ang diskriminasyon base sa kapansanan ng isang aplikante.
You know, let me be really clear here. The Greens believe in a total rewrite of our Immigration Act so that no aspect of discrimination based on disability exists. In 2019, with the National Disability Insurance Scheme in place, this whole idea of disability equaling broader community financial burden is dead and gone. The whole idea of the NDIS is that disability is not a burden, but in fact, when people are supported, given the supports that they need, they are active participants in society in a social and also an economic sense.
Ilang araw bago nito itinakdat inanunsyo ang nalalapit na halalang pederal, sinabi ng punong ministro Scott Morrison na magtatalaga ang koalisyon ng mahigit sa 500 milyong dolyar na budget para sa isang Disability Royal Commission. Ito ay matapos maghatid ang leader ng oposisyon na si Bill Shorten ng kanilang planong magpapatibay aniya sa National Disability Insurance Scheme. Batid ng residente ng Bell na si David Burns na mahalaga ang malawakang pondo para lubos na matulungan ang mga taong may kapansanan tulad ng kanyang anak na na-diagnose ng ADHD. Si David at ang kanyang pamilya ay mga malapit na kaibigan ng pamilya Custodio. Sa salaysay ni David, malaki ang naitulong ng Bell State School sa pagunlad ng kondisyon ng kanyang anak. At ayon pa sa kanya, maayos nang nakakapag-aral ang kanyang anak kasama ang ibang mga mag-aral na kaedad nito. Nararapat lamang aniya na mamalagi ang pamilya Custodio sa Bell at maituloy ang pag-aaral ni Gaines sa Bell State School na siyang may kakayahan para makatulong sa kanyang autism.
Our Diggs, our eldest boy, he was diagnosed with ADHD, so we homeschooled him for nearly 2 years. We moved to Bell and the school integrated him back into school slowly, and he went from being probably a year and a half to 2 years behind to when he graduated, he was the school captain and ducks of the school. And I believe that the school can help Gain with his needs, we want them to stay and be part of this community.
Ayon kay Senator Steele John, layunin niyang isulong ang inclusive learning dahil aniya ay walang benepisyong maidudulot ang pagbubukod sa mga batang tulad ng anak ni David, gayon din sa anak ni Geoffrey at Geraldine na si Gain.
So in Australia in 2019, if you are a disabled person, you have a high likelihood of ending up in a so-called special education. And the reality of what that is a segregated educational environment. It's an environment where you are taught differently in different surroundings, with only other disabled people sectioned off from the rest of your childhood peers. And that is just not okay. Children have a right under international human rights law to be educated with their peers. There's 40 years of academic research into inclusive education and into segregated education. There is absolutely no benefit to a child being educated separately. Children who are educated in segregated environments, like special schools, have worse educational outcomes, have worse socialization outcomes, and it often leads to a broader life of segregated housing, segregated work, and early premature death.
Para kay Ginoong Steele John, ang ani ay lipas na pagtrato ng pamahalaan sa mga may kapansanang migrante na nais manatili sa bansa ay siya ring uri ng pagtingin nito sa mga mamamayang Australian na may kapansanan.
So these are outdated immigration laws based on deeply discriminatory thought processes, and it is an indictment on both the Liberal and the Labor parties that we are here in 2019 and they have not been changed. And families are still being torn apart because of their existence.
Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
sbs.com.au